Well, hello there. This is Father Eli once again at St. Joseph and Our Lady of Fatima. Just taking this time to reflect a little bit and share some thoughts, some ponderings. Been trying to think of what a good name for these little podcasts might be called, and I'm settling in, I think, on a pastor's ponderings. But anyway, during this time, there's a lot of things to consider. A little bit I worry about the business side of the church. You know, we're supposed to market everything. We're supposed to worry about our cash flow. We're supposed to do what we can to make the church successful on a business side of things. There's always that aspect. To be honest, it's not an aspect that I think a lot about. Very often I've been blessed with parishioners who are generous and who are there to support the church financially, there to support the church with their volunteer time, with their participation. And so it's not something I've thought a lot about, but that is a side of the church that will probably suffer in the days to come with people not being able to get to church. But the highest mission, the highest goal of the church is always the salvation of souls. The salvation of souls is the most important thing why the church exists. Helping people to live in right relationship with God. And that's, I guess, where my mind turns. That's where I am most interested in focusing my energies, my time, my effort, is to consider how do we help people live in right relationship with God? How do we help them avoid sin? How do we help them build relationships with one another that are rooted in Christ? How do we allow people to flourish in a Christian culture in a way that they can develop that in their home, in the family, and in the parish? You know, there's so many challenges that face us as a church right now, and this is just one more, that now we can't gather together, now we can't be together. And just reflecting on this, I spent a little time in the church this morning. In both churches, Our Lady of Fatima, this morning I celebrated Mass there about 8 o'clock, and then had some time in prayer, and then I came back to St. Joseph's and had some time in prayer there as well, and just kind of the emptiness there. You know, it's quiet, the Lord is there, which is good, but it's such a contrast from what would normally be happening on a Sunday morning in these places. And so for me, kind of a sadness there. Just reflecting on that and knowing that maybe many people are tuning in online, watching Masses on TV perhaps. We have Mass on the radio at 10 o'clock, 103.5 from Brainerd. Deacon Dan Goshi kind of hooked us up there. So there's lots of ways that people, I'm sure, are tuning in and taking time to watch the Mass or to be present to Christ. But it's different. It's different. You know, media is great. It's a good thing, and thank goodness we have it right now. It's, I think about what we would have done when I was a kid, 30 years ago or so. How would we have dealt with this? And there wasn't really the internet. That didn't really, nobody really had that, and certainly wasn't as advanced as it is now. So we would have just sat at home probably and read from the Bible maybe, or I don't know. How do we enter into this time? It's not going to be the same, certainly. For me, there's a sadness there, but there's certainly things that we can do. I find myself praying for all of you and hoping you're doing okay and wondering how you're doing. I hope you're able to find some way to consecrate today, to make it the Sabbath, a day of rest, a day of just attentiveness to where is the Lord and how is the Lord present in my life. Maybe you've already done some of these things, like setting up a little space in your house somewhere that can be a prayerful space, a chapel sort of space, with a crucifix or some images of Our Lady or Our Lord, maybe the Holy Family. A different way to kind of just create that space for yourself and for your family. Maybe taking some time to eat together as a family. In the bulletin this week, I saw it wasn't posted yet online, but the bulletin, I've kind of put some guidelines there of what we might do as a family to keep holy the Sabbath now that we can't come to Mass. So certainly there's lots of things we could do again, but I think finding some time to reflect together, to pray together as family, whatever form that takes, whether it's praying the rosary, whether it's doing sort of a liturgy of the word, reading the readings, offering some prayers of petition, praying the creed together. You know, there's many ways we are invited to be with our Lord. But I'm hoping that you're finding some way to do that today and in the days ahead. It's definitely very different, very different. Just a couple announcements, things to remind you of. We do have the bulletin online, so it should be coming up. I presume it'll get posted in the next day or so. And then we do have electronic giving now. It's something that we thankfully just had been figuring out, and now it's up and running. So you can go on there on our website and begin giving electronically if you prefer. Or you can just mail your envelopes in. So I'm hoping we can continue to receive your support. I know it's a challenge. Many of you maybe don't have work now or are struggling financially because of all this, and I totally get that if you can't do what you normally have done. So we'll just have to adjust together. And, you know, I pray and hope that this doesn't go as long as some people are projecting. I pray that we can get back together sooner rather than later, but for the time being, we have to hang in there and do what we can to stay together, to stay with our Lord. And so just close with a prayer and ask God's blessing on all of you. Father, we ask your grace to be with us in this time when so many things are up in the air, so many things are unknown to us. We ask that you would bless our families, all the families in our parish, all the people out in the world who are fearful, who are anxious, who are concerned. We give all these things over to you, Lord. We know that you are here with us, that this time is a time of testing, a time of purification, a time of maybe turning inward and trying to find you within ourselves, trying to see to the heart, as was talked about in the homily this weekend, that our hearts would be open to you and to one another. We pray for healing in the family, healing in our society, healing in our world, and that you would watch over and protect us. Mary, our mother, we ask your intercession. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady Fatima, pray for us. All holy men and women, pray for us. God bless you, and keep your chin up, and hope to see you around. All right, God bless.